Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
I have this fantasy to be part of a co-ed masturbation group. Sometimes I feel like this is a weird fantasy. Have you heard of anything like this?
Actually, such a thing does exist. You're certainly not the first, nor will you be the last, woman or man who is interested in masturbating around other people. Like you, some people want to be sexual around others, but don't want to put themselves at risk for pregnancy or infection. Others simply don't want to touch or be touched by strangers or people that they're not in a relationship with, but do feel excited or aroused by the idea of group masturbation. You can locate masturbation clubs in many cities by searching on the internet using terms such as masturbation clubs. Another common term is Jack and Jill off parties, which, as you might guess, is based on slang terms for male and female masturbation. One of the most widely publicized masturbation events is called the Masturbate-a-thon, which has been held in San Francisco since 1998 in conjunction with Good Vibrations, a historically women-run sex toy store in San Francisco in the Center for Sex and Culture. However, it is only since the year 2000 that the Masturbate-a-thon has become an event that is organized around people getting together and masturbating. Before, it was something that people did at home, privately. As part of the event, participants collect pledges related to their masturbation and raise money for various charitable causes. Although most people would perhaps not be comfortable masturbating in front of groups of people they don't know or don't know very well, some find it very appealing, either in an erotic way or as a means of becoming comfortable with their sexuality. Most people have masturbated at some point in their lives, and usually it is done privately or with a person's sexual or romantic partner. It's worth noting, too, that fantasies can be used to enhance arousal or to make orgasm easier, and sometimes people enjoy fantasies that they don't necessarily want to turn into a reality. To learn more about masturbation, check out The Big Book of Masturbation by Martha Cornog. To learn more about the Masturbate-a-thon, visit the Center for Sex and Culture's website at centerforsexandculture.org.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.